My Real Estate for Chisholm and Gayman, at home in Port Melbourne, Blackrock, Elwood and Mount Martha.
No Sam Gayman today, but good morning, Torsten Casper.
Good morning, Eddie. How are you?
I'm well, my friend. How are you?
I'm suffering from a little bit of a flu, but I'm here.
You've had the lurgy.
I have. I've right at the end of winter and I've caught it.
Oh, dear me. What are we talking about today?
Look, I thought we'd actually talk about renovating for profit. So, You know, a few tips there to minimise your risks and maximise your gains.
Can I give the first tip then?
Yes.
Don't overcapitalise.
Look, it's a very, very good starting point, Eddie, in the sense that you want to make sure that if you are looking to, and I guess what we're referring to is that, you know, property investment's usually considered to be a long-term investment strategy, although there are a few investors there that are prepared to actually have a slightly more higher risk attitude and a little bit more ambition. And so they look to actually turn over properties on a regular basis to increase their equity base.
So we're talking about renovating the house, living in it for 12 months plus so that you're not subject to the capital gains tax, then selling it.
That's exactly right. And there's also some strategies there where a few clients of ours are starting to do it with apartments where they're actually taking on the capital gains tax and turning over short on that. But the ideal scenario is to do exactly what you said.
Yep.
If you do that on an annualised basis, you can minimise the actual impact of your tax and also really try and get an equity base going over a five-year program to create some real wealth.
Right, okay. So I've come to C&G this week. I've spotted this real fixer-upperer. Where do I start?
Well, I think, you know, there's some really good tips. I guess when you to make your profit when you're buying at the right price and buying the right product is such an important thing. So if this is your strategy, you don't want to be buying the first property you see. You want to actually buy something that has some good fundamentals, but also that you know that you're buying at the right price and that you're not paying for works that you'll be replacing.
Sure.
So what you really want to do is actually not be buying something that's livable. You want to buy something that's, you know, really past its use-by date if it's an apartment. If it's a house, slightly different, because you can be a bit more strategic with that you might be able to reutilise the shell of cabinetry.
Yes.
You might be able to utilise tiling that can be resprayed.
So we're not talking about demolishing and starting again.
No,
we're talking about the reno.
No, this is a renovation strategy. So as I say, because that allows a broader spectrum of our listeners to get involved in it.
Yeah, sure.
Because if you're going to be pulling over houses...
Well, it's fun picking up a hammer and having a go at it.
And there's nothing like bringing a group of mates together and actually giving them some work to
Absolutely.
Do.
Absolutely. And then you fire up the Barbie afterwards.
That's exactly right. So make sure you do your research. So work out what it is that's selling best that's in a renovated form in the areas that you're interested. So it's always good to do your research where the growth areas are and also the property type. So is that, if we're saying apartments, is that one-bedroom apartments? Is that two-bedroom apartments? Is that period apartments? When we say, is it period apartments? Is that Art Deco, which you know we love?
Mm.
Is that 50s, which are also not far behind the Art Deco because they've got great light space again?
Sure, but there was that crossover period, wasn't there?
Absolutely. Yeah. So again, but importantly, as you said earlier on in the show, the starting point to actually maximising the end result is the purchase price.
Sure. This is My Real Estate, back in a tick.
My Real Estate for Chisholm and Gayman, at home in Port Melbourne, Blackrock, Elwood and Mount Martha.
This is My Real Estate for Chisholm and Gayman. We know Bayside, 95311245. The one central number to call, 95311245. Four offices. Torsten, where are they?
Mount Martha, Blackrock, Elwood and Port Melbourne.
We continue. We're talking about the great Australian renovation today.
And with that, Eddie, I guess the next step, number two, is to make sure, and again, if we focus in on the house or the apartment, the apartment is going to be a lot easier for people. And when I say apartment, it could be a villa unit as well. It could be a dated townhouse as well. So the actual core things
I thought
that we're
an apartment would be more difficult than renovating a house.
No, because the reality is, one, your actual ingoing costs are a lot lower. And secondly, the actual main walls are already there for you. So what you
which means you can't move them. So it makes it more difficult.
You can move internal walls though.
Ah, okay, fair enough. Okay, as long as they're not load bearing.
So even load bearing, as long as you get a structural engineer and you can put a lintel in with some great BHP steel.
Goodness.
And you can actually open some walls, and we've had some fantastic outcomes where we've knocked out a wall between a kitchen and living rooms in apartments.
Yep.
It has an effect of doubling the size of the effect of both rooms because sure. you've got that efficiency of space.
Mm.
So, but having said that, the important aspect of each of those requirements is to make sure that you've done your research with a specialist to make sure that the building is sound. Structurally sound is really, really important because you don't want to be buying a house, for example, where you're intending to actually have renovation costs, but all of a sudden you haven't had the actual check and you find out that the foundations of the home are not good, and all of a sudden there's another 50 or 60,000 worth of underpinning that needs to be done. There's your profit.
To use the old-fashioned term, you want to make sure the bones of the house are good.
And that's exactly right. Yeah. So, and again, with apartments, you want to make sure that with the body corporate rules, if it's an apartment, you can get to the minutes of the body corporate and just check out what is required of the building. Has it been well maintained? Are the roofs being replaced? So, again, you need to be budgeting if that's the case. Is it sound? So is there any movement or cracking in the information in the minutes? Are there issues with the plumbing? All of those sorts of issues will be raised annually by body corporate. So it's very easy with an apartment to find out the health check of an apartment building. Yep. Villa units are somewhere in between. And as they with a house, well worth you getting a building inspection from that point of view. If you are worried, if you can see that there are some abnormalities, make sure you do get that check done.
Okay, TK, so what other advice have you got?
Okay, so there's three more points that I want to make, but the next one, which is the other key, Eddie, is make sure you get, if you're not an expert at this, make sure you get your a real estate agent or property person involved and their list of trusted tradespeople to quote for you so that you know what the actual costs of the works that you're intending to do are down to the dollar.
Absolutely.
The key here is to make sure that you're actually budgeting correctly, which is point number four.
Yep.
But with that renovation, you also want to make sure that you know the costs and also that you can actually make sure, because holding costs are also important to you, you want to make sure that you can do them in a diligent timeline so that the tradesmen aren't letting you down. When the property's available, you can get X works done, have the next tradesman ready, so you're in and out as quickly as you need to be.
It's like the domino effect, isn't it?
It is indeed. Yeah. It is indeed. So within that, reliable, good tradespeople that'll do a great job. If you're handy and you can do those other bits and pieces, fantastic. Budget's the other key one. Make sure before going into the exercise, you've actually got all the costings, you've done a diligent budget,
yes,
and you stick to the budget.
Mm.
Really, really important. You can get a bit carried away.
Absolutely, it can blow out.
And you know what it's like, Eddie. You'll see a basin, and you'll go and all of a sudden you're walking out with a double basin. And really,
yes.
And you're thinking, how did I do that? There are hardware stores, as we know, that you can go into, and you'll end up having three or four things you weren't going to buy that
Absolutely.
Day.
Absolutely.
So the budget's a really important one. And then the final point...
Hold that thought back shortly.
My Real Estate for Chisholm and Gaiman. At home in Port Melbourne, Blackrock, Elwood and Mount Martha.
This is My Real Estate. We continue. Torsten, let's recap.
Okay, so we're looking, as I say, for those that may have just joined us, we're talking about making a profit when you buy, minimising the risks and maximising your gains. So... Mm-hmm. We've looked at actually making sure that we're buying the property at the correct price.
Yep.
We're buying the correct type of property that actually in a given marketplace is showing strong results for the renovated product.
Yes.
We've made sure that the actual property itself is structurally sound, so the hidden aspects are actually in good condition.
The bones are good.
The bones are good, Eddie. I like that line.
Yep.
That you make number three is that you're getting professional advice about the renovation costs and property advice as to what the market is wanting. So style and costs are important. And then, Eddie, making sure then once we've got all that together, we've then got the budget for the entire renovation costs, set.
Yep, nice segue. Let's talk money.
Exactly, Eddie. So the final bit is to make sure you've done your budget, you've got your plan,
yep.
We know what we want to do. Now we're just going to make sure that we go and go to our bank, or we can see our good friend Dan at Aquafinance.
Absolutely. Good morning, Dan.
Avid listen. Dan will be with the boys kicking the footy, I'm sure. So you can actually call Dan at Aqua and he'll get the actual finance organised for you to actually make sure that we've got exactly what we need and some surplus for both the holding costs and the actual renovation costs. So really, really important in that aspect there.
Okay, Torsten, so let's go back, let's say, to the apartment. What are the main rooms that we'd focus on?
So importantly, there's some good aspects there, Eddie, and it's a great question. Not just the rooms, as I said, we can do some really clever things by increasing the efficiency of the design. So we can look at perhaps knocking out a wall, which is a really important thing to open up that living kitchen area, which is a common floor in a lot of the apartments that were built in the 60s and 70s.
Yeah, they were made very small, weren't they? Pokey.
And even in the deco apartments where the kitchen was just the way that we did it. The kitchens were always separate.
But everything else was big.
So looking at the costs of that are really important. So a really great starting place. Are there laundry facilities? A really big point. Is there room in the kitchen to actually put in some laundry facilities? Or is there a deep cupboard
where you can do a European laundry?
Where we can do a European laundry. Yeah. So they're the two main structural elements. Do we have some land if we're on the ground floor that may not be on title or that may be on title that we can deck or ask for a license agreement from the building? So you can actually get a 99-year lease, pay a peppercorn rent, but contribute to the sinking fund of the body corporate and get their agreement to actually get a 99-year lease on a courtyard that wasn't yours when you bought.
Oh, wow.
Really clever idea.
Absolutely.
I've been doing it for a lot of clients over the last 5 to 8 years.
If you sell the apartment, do you sell that with that in place?
With the license.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's all of a sudden you've gained that space that was of no use to the body corporate. It's usually the ugliest part of the building because no one cares for it. Generally have that 1970s white stone, bushes, shrubs, dark. The benefit for the building is you're creating, if you're at the front of the building, you offer to create a beautiful security fence for them. Then become zoned. You might build a new bin area for them as well.
Yeah, sure.
But then you've got the benefit of on selling that license.
Well, tell me then, this is one right out of left field. Let's say after the 99 years, it's forgotten about. Would that automatically become natural attrition for that apartment?
No, look, there'll be a clause in it that there's an as of right to renew that in 99 years. I mean, the interesting thing is, Eddie, a lot of people don't realise most of Canberra is actually, homes are actually on a lease.
Absolutely, yes.
So there is an as of right to actually renew, and the idea would be in 99 years, you'd actually get the body corporate to renew again.
Righto, TK, kitchens and bathrooms?
So you've nailed it again, Eddie. Anyone would think you'd worked in property before, Eddie. But kitchens and bathrooms are where we create the sizzle, where we create the style.
Yes.
And that is the place where you can actually be very clever without overspending, but just create a beautiful environment. That's where we make our money.
Anything to leave us with?
Colour palette, Eddie. So making sure that we're on trend. So whether that be floorboard colours, whether that be paint colours, are we adding a feature wallpaper? Those elements, if you're not sure about the current styles, again, get your property guru. Get a stylist to come in and give you the advice.
Torsten, thank you. Do it all again next week.
See you soon, Eddie.
This has been My Real Estate.
Wherever you go, say hello.
1116 SEN, Melbourne's home of footy.